plants and climate change, a love-hate relationship. This is Sandra Tsinglow with the lowdown on science. Carbon dioxide, or CO2, is a major contributor to climate change, but it's also a plant food source. When the sun shines, plants turn CO2 into food. So back when there were more trees on the planet, was there less CO2? Tam O'Rigelt from University of Connecticut and his international team investigated. They went to Foulden Mar, a dry lake in New Zealand. Millions of years ago, it was a large green forest. Now the leaves from that forest are hiding under the lake bed. The researchers' idea? Dig them up and set them on fire. Burning leaves releases the CO2 stored inside them. Then a computer model calculates how much of it was present when the leaves were alive. Results? There was more CO2 in the old forest than today. The scientists believe the CO2 level naturally dropped over time. And so the forest turned into a grassland, and eventually a lake. Hey, which could be the home of a new family-friendly attraction called Jurassic Park.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.